just thumbing through the Bible, don't know where I might go. I sometimes, Brother Fred, wonder if I have enough sense to even get out of the house. I don't know how I am, and maybe you're not like I am, but sometimes I really wonder if I should even be out among people. I don't feel worthy, Brother Junior, to even be able to try to preach His Word. But I have listened this week to the book of James, and I've read it. I listen and then I read, Brother Junior. And sometimes I read and sometimes I listen. And something caught my attention. And I want you to listen. And not very much of it, and I want to read. It's right into the very first chapter. James, a servant of God. Who was he? He was a servant of God. And of the Lord Jesus Christ. To the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greetings to you all. My brethren, now listen to this. This is what really caught my attention. I've read it many times, Brother Junior. But my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into divers temptations. I've read that many times, Brother Fred, and looked at it, Brother Roger, and I think, man, count it what? Read that again, Sister Kim. My brethren, count it all joy. Now, how could it be joy when we fall into divers temptation? Why would we count it joy? There's a learning experience there, Brother Junior. There's a learning experience there for people. Count it all joy to fall in divers temptations.
Knowing
what? Huh? Knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work. What kind of work? Perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of Junior Ruggles. No? Who?
Ask of
God. Giveth to all men and liberally and upbraideth not. And it shall, and it may? Is that what it says, Brother Junior? And it now, brothers, I think we need to teach our people. And it shall what? Be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. What's that mean, Brother Corbett? Not doubting. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driving with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You can't be praying and say, well, I'm going to King's Island tomorrow at the same time. Junior, I'm telling you the truth. I'm not against King's Island, Sister Kim, but I'm telling you, if you're praying for something, that has to be singular in your mind. Yep. Not double in your mind, Brother Junior. It has to be singular. Brother Fred, you know what I'm saying? It's got to be right there first of all, and most of all.
First and foremost.
And you know, a double-minded man, I've thought of that many times, and I used to think Brother Junior is probably a man who's trying to live under law and grace, which is possible. But what this is really saying is, when you're praying for something, pray for that subject that you're praying for, Sister Kim. That's what you're praying for. That's what you're praying for. You're single-minded in that one thing that you want, Brother Fred.
Right.
I tell you what all of you will do. When you get your mind singularly set, I'm going to buy me a new suit tomorrow or something. You go every store you can to find that suit, don't you? You really put forth an effort to find what you want.
Yeah.
Or that pair of shoes. What if we would be so diligently in that prayer that we pray, Brother John, in that way, Brother Junior? If we would be so diligent in that prayer to be that singular-minded, Brother Corbett, you would see more
prayers answered.
Miracles, we call, Brother Junior.
Amen.
We call them miracles, but they're not to God, they're just easy done.
Yeah.
It's in our eyes, it's a miracle.
Yeah.
But if we would, and I hope God will bless me to preach, I just had this on my mind. Now, I'm very bad, Brother Junior, to listen to something all week long. And then Then read it. Read it. I want you to know, these CDs and these cassettes have helped me to pronounce words I can't pronounce and to understand things I can't understand. It has given me a great enlightening, Brother Jim, of things that I need to know. Because I need to know these things and I have a desire to know these things. Let the brother of low decree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low, because as the flower of the grass he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with a burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of fashion of its perish, so also shall the rich man fade away in his ways. That's not always talking about money either, people. That's not talking about money. Money is not what makes people rich. It's the love of that money that what causes them, Brother Junior, to what causes them to do that. A poor man can be just as rich as a rich man.
Yeah.
If he got $20 and he loveth that $20 bill, he's just as bad as a man that's got the million. Now, whether you believe that or not, it's still true. If he loves that money more than he loves God. If he loves that money more than he loves God. So, brethren and sisters, count it all joy when they talk about you, when they say things about you that's not true. Brother Greg, count it all joy when you are tempted by these things, because God will make a way for you. God will make a way for you. I know today that, Brother Junior, I wish I'd have known 20 years ago what I know now. I wish I would have known 20 years ago what I know now, Sister Carol. I wouldn't have been so critical of people that I was, that I am now. I wouldn't have been so quick to speak and make judgment as what I am now, Brother Junior. Brother Greg, I wouldn't have fought the things that I fought and that you fought years ago because some man said it was wrong and I took it for the gospel. But then I begin to read and to find out that the gospel is not what men thinks it is. The gospel is the power of God unto salvation.
Amen.
To them that what?
Believe.
Them that believe, brethren, today. God is not worshipped with such temporal things as what? Silver and gold and all of these things, Brother Fred. But He's worshipped with the sincere desire of your heart. And I know that He's in the Spirit, brethren. He lives in your heart. So today you all pray just for a minute of time that God will bless me. I have a great desire. There's a burning in my life, Brother Lon, to know the Scriptures, to know what God wants me to know. And I know this, Brother Junior, that if I desire to know, God will let me know. I believe that, Brother Jim. I believe today that God will let me know if I have a desire. But those who do not have a desire, God will not let them know. I know that, Brother Fred, but I want you to know it won't be long, Brother Doc, until it's all going to be over. It ain't going to be long, Brother Corbett. Somebody said, well, I don't believe that. I'm 57 years old, Brother Junior. And you know, I look at my son, which is 30 years old, and I begin to think, Lord, it ain't been that long ago that I was 30 years old. But Brother Brian, it's been a long time. Now you think about it, Brother Kenny, but I want you to know that my better days have gone, Brother Corbett. My better days have gone as far as natural is concerned. But I want you to know, Brother Junior, my better days lay before me. I want you to know that, because I'm speaking spiritually so, Brother Junior. Naturally so, Brother Doc. You wouldn't have asked nobody to drive you to Indianapolis 20 years ago. You'd have got in the car and driven yourself. Would you have not done that? But time has changed that, Brother Doc, for you. But I want you to know that your better years are far ahead of you. How far, I don't know, Brother Fred. But I want you to understand, Brother Junior, that our spiritual years are better far their own. And not even looking to heaven, Brother Junior, but even right here on this earth. Somebody said, I don't believe that, Brother Fred, but I do. Because I believe in growing in the truth and the knowledge of the Lord, that spiritually we'll grow too, Brother Junior. And today, I want you to understand, yesterday, brethren, because He lived, I live also. But I want you to know, some sweet day, Brother Junior, I think Brother Roger may have wrote that song that you were singing about Brother Purse one time years ago. He went to see him and he was dead. He was real bad sick, Brother Junior. But I know that my natural mind at sometimes is very weak, Brother. Brother Junior, but when I pray with a spiritual mind, Brother Lon, and I want you to know, Brother Greg, when I read these scriptures, Brother Junior, I read with a spiritual mind, because the natural mind, brethren, will confuse me, Brother Junior, but I want you to understand, Brother Junior, that today the natural mind will make you confused, but I want you to know, Brother Lon, you all pray hard, just for a minute of time, and today, yesterday, I know this beyond a shadow of a doubt, and today, to grow in the knowledge and truth of the Lord, Brother Junior, sometime will cause you hardship too, right here on this earth, Brother Lon, yesterday, what do you mean, Brother Terry, to grow in truth and knowledge of the Lord? And Brother Junior, I want you to know, anytime you break tradition, Brother Junior, today, yesterday, when you break tradition, Brother Junior, of me and Brother Fred, they ain't going to like you. But I want you to know, I'd rather follow the traditions of Christ, today, yesterday, Brother Lon, heaven follow the traditions of men, because traditions of men, what will they do? Brother John, they'll lead you astray. Yesterday, but I want you to understand, Brother Lon, that the traditions of Christ, Brother Junior, will lead you one place. Where will they treat you to? They'll take you to heaven when life is over, Brother Lon. Yesterday, I know this beyond the shadow of a doubt, Brother Lon, when Jesus comes today and calls my name, I'll know when He calls my name, and I'll answer Him, Brother John. Oh, in that morning, Brother Jim, when I see Him for myself and not another, and today I know I made it home, Brother Corbett. Yesterday, have you loved the Lord? Brother Corbin, I hear them say, I love the Lord. But I want you to know, their life, Brother Junior, don't prove what they say. Brother Junior, if you're a carpenter, brethren, your skills will prove what you are. Brother Junior, Brother Greg, if you are a preacher, Brother, they'll tell you, they'll know by the skill that God give you, were you a preacher or not, Brother Junior. Somebody said, I don't believe that, but I do. Oh, and not only that, Brother Corbett, if you're a Christian, the skill that God given you will prove you are a Christian. I want you to know, and I want you to understand, if you're a carpenter, Brother, that don't make you a welder, Brother Junior, but I want you to know, if you're a preacher, Brother, God made you a preacher. God called His people, Brother Fred. And what does he do with them? He teaches them, Brother Junior. He gives them a desire, Brother John, to be able to go out among his people, Brother Lon, and be able to preach his word. Today. Oh, Brother Junior, when man is called to preach, Brother Greg, he's got a desire that he never had before. I don't know why I'm on this, Brother Greg, but I want you to know, Brother Lon, when God called me to preach, my desire's changed, Brother Fred, and I want you to know, Brother Junior, many years ago, I look back at it now, and I say, when they ordained me, I wasn't worthy of that now. I know that now, Brother Junior. I didn't know what I know today. If I'd have known what I know today, I'd have said, brethren, I turned them down twice even way. Brother Lon, yes, Brother Greg, knowing what I know today, I wasn't worthy of that honor that time. But I want you to know, God knew down the road, Brother Fred, where I'd be. He knew what I was going to do. Brother Dog, he knew where I would be. And when I sat in the hospital Sunday with my natural brother, Brother Lon, I talked about the time that the truck rolled over me with a load of coal, Brother Junior. I talked about that. And I told him, I said, Larry, do you believe God knew my life from the beginning to the end? Brother Junior, I believe he did. But I believe he gave me the choice to make, Brother Lon. Yeah, but I want you to know, when I was laying under the wheels of that old truck, I knew not God, Brother, as far as I know him today, but I was just as good as God wanted me to be at that time, Brother Junior, because the Lord never come. But I want you to know, Brother Lon, up the holler a little way, there was an old mother up there praying, and I want you to know, Brother Fred, that I believe her prayer today changed things, Brother Junior. Some might not believe that, Brother Dog, but I believe that today. Oh, today, Gene, as I look through your little book history of the little children, of all the situation they was in, honey, I looked at them and I said, I feel sorry for them. But in the same sense, honey, I looked at them and I said, how blessed they really are. And Brother Junior, how blessed Ethan is. How blessed he really is. And how blessed he really to be, Brother Junior, because there's no law there. And Brother Fred, there's no law there. And all them little children, Gene, in that little book, of all the pictures you took, I couldn't portray them little children like they are. But I want you to know, yes, sometimes it gets hard, Brother Lon. Yeah, but I want you to know, Brother Fred, there's those that have been born that the law comes to, and they fail to receive, Brother Junior. It'd been better that they'd never been born, Brother Dog. But don't you worry about them little children, honey. Don't feel sorry for them, because in a lot of ways, Brother Larry, they're better off than what we are. Brother Lon, yeah, because they've never known sin, Brother Junior. They'll never know sin. What a joy it is, Brother Jim, to see a little child. No, they'll never know sin. And so therefore, but when the law comes, sin revives and they die, Brother Brian. But don't you know, them little grandchildren, children of mine, they don't know sin, Brother Lon. That little boy here and grandchildren, they don't know sin. But how long will it be? Like I talked to Brandon the other day. Oh, Brother Fred, it won't be long
until that law will come and sin will come in. But I want you to know there's a remedy for that. And I want you to know, young people today, if you're old enough to know God and you're old enough to be saved, and I don't know what age that is, Brother Lon. I don't know what age that is. For me, it was 16 years old, Brother Junior. I don't know about all the others. I've heard Brother Tennis preach many times that he was about 12 years old, and he knew the Lord and did not glorify God, Brother Junior. Yeah, but I want you to know, and those, Brother Junior, that come in at the 11th hour, they get the same. So therefore, Brother Paul, when I left you the other day and you were crying, not in sorrow, Brother Paul, but in the spirit, you were crying, and because you know, Brother Paul, it's better on the other side. You know, Sister Olita, I know you hate to turn loose, and sometimes, Rita, I hate to turn loose of you and let you go, honey. But sometimes, Sister Brenda, Brother Junior, I thought of how, Brother Greg, we preached our life away, but it ain't been for naught, Brother Lon. It ain't been for naught, Brother Corbett. It's been for the glory and honor of God today. Yes, today, Brother Greg, it's been for Jesus. It's been for Him today. It's not been, Brother Greg, for the glory and honor of me, but it's been for Jesus. Oh, but Brother Junior, I think of all the years that I should have known more than I know now, but I had to wait upon the Lord. I had to grow, Brother Fred, and I want you to know, brethren, look over me sometimes when the knowledge sometimes hurts you, and sometimes it hurts me, Brother Junior. It makes me uncomfortable. Somebody said knowledge don't make you uncomfortable. It does, Brother Fred, because of the flesh rebelling against it, Brother Jim. Yes, today, Brother Lon, but I want you to know where there's much knowledge, what is there there, Brother Corbin? There's much sorrow. Oh, but I want you to know that my sorrow will be turned into what? Today, into joy in the morning, Brother Lon. No doubt, you know, as I read the email to me about Coleman, there's no doubt, Sister Kim, he had plenty of time to talk to the Lord. Can you imagine, Brother Junior, coming in? Here you are, just a young man, and saying, you ain't going to live long. No doubt the fear of the unknown, Brother Junior, is hard on you. But you know, sometime, Brother Lon, I even said in my little bed about 3 o'clock every morning, I know you've heard me say this many times, but Jesus comes in my little bed about 3 o'clock every morning, and we have a talk, Brother Junior. Oh, how good it is to talk to Him, Brother Lon. How good it is to hear His voice speak to me. Somebody said Jesus don't talk, but He does, Brother Lon. Oh, but I thought of Coleman, his little body's laying in the sod of the earth somewhere, Brother Brian, but that's not the end of him. And you know, a leukemia ravaged the body and stole his natural life. God let him go, Brother. But you owe something, Brother Fred. There are many things that ravages the body here and steal many things from him. And you know, I watched my dad die, Brother Junior. I watched it as death slowly come, Brother Fred. I watched it, death begin to steal things from him. I watched it, he not got able to walk, Brother Brian. You watched Brother Paul as time steals from him and takes away the things that he used to do, Brother Junior. As often you say, the land that knew you one time will know you no more. So therefore, Brother Kenny, yeah, your son is in the wrong world, Brother Kenny. But I want you to know there's Jesus standing there and saying, son, come with me. Come with me. And Brother Lon, yesterday, come with me. Come unto me, all of ye that are heavy laden. What will I do? I'll give you rest for your what? For your soul. Sometime, Brother Junior, there ain't much rest for the body here. I know, Brother Greg, I'm not looking for a place to quit, Brother Junior. I'm not looking for a place to quit here on this earth. And because I know, Brother Fred, there's a resting place for me on the other side. And you know, I think many times, honey, a few years ago, we were headed on our little vacation. And we went down to eat our little breakfast, Brother Long. And we run into another couple there, and they begin to wonder what my occupation was, Brother Junior. And of course Rita said today, he's a preacher, Brother Lon. But you know, he said, well, don't you never get a vacation, don't your church pay for you to go on a vacation, don't they give you time off? Brother Fred, I've never looked for a place to quit preaching his word. And you know, Friday morning there was a couple that come down, a couple of young men that come down from Pike County and wanted me to show them a few places to feed, and said, we'll meet with you where you want to meet at. And we met at McDonald's, Brother Junior, and they said, I understand that you're a preacher. I said, well, when the Lord blesses me, but boy, I want you to understand this right here and now, and I'll take you where I know I've caught fish before, but there's no guarantee that they'll be there this time. But I'll tell you what, here's what we're going to do right here this morning. This little food we're going to eat, we're going to ask the Lord to bless it, and I'm going to ask the Lord to bless your day, Brother Junior. And we went, and he began to brag on his abilities to fish, Brother Junior. And I took him down there in several places, and he get bite after bite and set the hook, and he said, this never happened to me before, he said, they're stacked in here like cordwood, but I can't catch them. I said, well, tomorrow, if you can't catch them, you're not going to win your tournament, Brother Junior. That's all you can do. You can take people to the water, but you can't make them drink, Brother Junior. But this young man, he was counting on his ability, and he looked back in the back of the boat, and he'd say, Don, have I ever acted like this before? I've never missed this many fish before, Brother Junior. And Don wouldn't say anything, and he impressed me, and his name was Don Pack, Brother Junior. And come to find out, you know who his uncle was. Brother Woody was his uncle, and you know what, he impressed me, and the other didn't impress me much but this young man didn't impress me with the clothes that he wore, and he didn't impress me because he was Woody Pack's uncle, but he impressed me with the way he acted, Brother Junior. And you know, I got ready to leave them, Brother Fred, and you know what, he come over and shook my hand and hugged my neck, and he said, God bless you. And the other boy never moved, Brother Junior, that done all the bragging about his abilities, but I want you to know that Jesus knows everything about you, Brother Fred. You know what, but maybe somewhere along the way I'll run into that young man again, Brother Greg. And you know what, I hope I left an impression, Brother Junior, not that I took him where the fish was that. But that, I told them about Jesus. That's what I told them about him. And you know what? He said another thing, Brother Junior. His other uncle was Brother Clifford Williams. And he said, I want you to tell them when you see them that you run into their nephew. And I said, I'll do that. But I want you to know, and Brother Larry, that Jesus has impressed my life. He's made me what I am. And I am what I am by what? By the grace of God. Brother Lon, by the grace of God. So I can stand here and preach to you all day about Jesus. I can take you about Him. I can tell you about Him. I can take you to where He can be found, Brother Junior. But I can't make you catch Him, Brother Junior. I can't make you get a hold of Him because you have to believe yourself. But you can't be like that one man believing with your own ability that you're going to get it.
Amen.
You have to believe from your heart. Now that young man would probably get mad at me and know that I took my sermon on him today. And I didn't mean to, Brother Fred. But there's a difference, brethren. There's a difference in a believer of himself than a believer in Christ. There's a difference. I quit, Brother Greg. Come on. Come on.